‫הנושא בכלל של הרבנן, ‫שסמרנן, רבנן, רבי ישראל, ‫אכסניה. ‫I was advised to speak in English. ‫We are now approaching ‫ביום הגדול והנוירה, which by Klal Yisrael is called Yom HaKadosh, or even a phrase is called by its name. And I suppose that the Olam here, as one of the preparations to Yom HaKadosh, the Olam is learning Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. So, among the Seif and the Shulchan Aruch, which deal with Erev Yom HaKippurim, there is Siman Tov Reish Vav. Usually, a Siman and the Shulchan Aruch deal with an aspect. In Tov Reish Vav, we have three inyan and the Bav Yom Kippur, which Lecha Oire aren't connected with each other. In Tav Chesh Vav, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that Erev Yom HaKippurim, you have to be mefayek whoever you have not treated correctly. Ask Mechila. Another thing in Tav Chesh Vav, it says, at Erev Yom HaKippurim, the midrash is for everybody to table in the mikveh. Another thing in Tav Chesh Vav, Shulchan Aruch tells us that the midrash is that Erev Yom HaKippurim, everybody goes through the procedure of malchus, a given malchus, talking about malchus. That was an old midrash by Yidden. I wonder why this is not practiced today. It's not. But these three inyanim are brought together in the Shulchan Aruch. If there are no all in one sermon, there must be some correlation between them. The Nayam Elimelech in Parshas Devarim tells us that there is a certain olam b'shamayim which is called Kol Yisrael. The collection of all the Yiddish neshamos. Where in that olam, no pigam, no chait can touch it. It's olam haba. No kidrug has ever heard in that island. Kali Yisrael, where all the Yidden are together. All the Yidden are fused together in that island. Because every individual has a nefesh. Some have a higher madrega, have a ruach. Some have a still higher madrega, a neshama. Some have chaya, and then the Sfarim HaGadosh tell us there is yechida, oneness, unity. The island where all the Yiddish and the Shonis, all the individuals, lose their individuality and are fused together in Olam HaYechida. It's one Yiddish and the Shama, the collective of all the Neshamas together. And in that island, there is no chet. Kudach yafar ayasi umum einbach. V'yamech kulam tzadik. For all the Yidden are together, they're all tzadik. Kol Yisrael, all the Yidden together. The Ramban tells us, in Parshas Yisaita, there you have the mitzvah of when somebody is over on the lab, he's high in Malchus. So the Ramban explains why does the Torah say Adom Yakam? We should be smitten with 40 mountains. Because the Torah was given in 40 days. And he was over on all the 40 madrigas of Mount Torah. For another reason. Because a person's development is in 40 days. The Avoyim Yom of Yitzira Savlar. And when somebody does an Aveira, a lot, he is pagan in the 40 madrigas, in the 40 stages of Yitzira Savlar. So therefore, he should receive 40 mountains. That's what the Ramban says. This Ramban is a very big player. Every Yingalek who learns Chumash knows that we don't get 40 mountains, we get 39 mountains. Like Asha says, the Avoyim, that's all. The Mispah, Avoyim, up to the Mispah of Avoyim, Yakan, well, I answer, but no more. 39, up to 40. So how could the Ramban say, that we give 40 mountains because it was pagan in all the 40 madrigas of Letzah Yitzirah Sevlar. Perhaps you could understand this with the Hagdama of the Rambam. The Rambam tells us a carbon has to be brought by somebody who's chayav a carbon. Lirtzayim, with his goodwill. If somebody is forced into bringing a carbon, that's not a kosher carbon. Or, let's say, a get has to be given if, in the unfortunate circumstance where there is a get, the Baal has to give the get from his own free will. He can't be forced into. If he doesn't want to give the get, really Chachamim tell him you must give the get under certain circumstances. Or if he doesn't want to bring the carbon, Makim Aisai Achayayimel Reitza Anit. You give him Malchus relentlessly until he says, Reitza Anit, all right, I'm going to listen to the Chachamim. I'm going to bring the carbon. So the Rambam asks, if you coerce him into saying Reitzani, so it's not a Leretzani. What kind of a Leretzani it is? He doesn't say Reitzani from his own free will. He's forced because he can't suffer any more the pain of the Malchus. So the Rambam explains. It's a deep Rambam. The Rambam explains that every Yid has a Nefesh Kodesh. Nefesh Kedoshah. A Yerusha from Avraham Avinu from the Yavis Kedoshah. Every deed in the deepest chambers of his heart wants to be an Eved Hashem. But that's as far as the Neshama is concerned. But his good, the Yetzer Hara, that is a Kayach HaMeshach. It draws him to Gashmias. And he doesn't serve in the Neshama. So when a Yid has to do something, like bringing a carbon, his Neshama wants to bring the carbon. But the Guf rebels. What's the answer? This is very deep. What's the answer? So the Rambam says, give him mountains, martinize them, suppress the goof. Once the goof is suppressed, so the true Ratzin is going to surface. The Ratzin of every Yid, that is in the deepness of his heart, he wants to be an Eved Hashem. So then when he says Ratzani, it's his Neshama talking out without the complaint of the good. It's a pure Reitzan. It's true. That's his real Reitzan. and it's called the Lord Shanta. His true being has come to the surface. So the Torah says, Abam Yakanu, he has to give 20 mouths. Because on the surface, when we see that somebody has done an Aveira, that's Chayiv Malchus, we know that he has been playing in the 40 stages of Yetziras of Lad that Rabban Yishmaelim was occupied with him in his development until he became a human being. And those 40 stages he was pagan. So when the Torah says Abam Yakanu, so the Pshat is 40 Malchus. Asi Rabbanan Ubat Zvikam. But the Rabbanan, that they understand the deepness of the Yiddish and the Shema, they understand otherwise. They look into the deepness. They see what you don't see on the surface. They understand that there's one Madreiga in him which wasn't Mikabel Pigam, where he didn't consent to the Aveira. So he only gets 39 mountains. Oid Ma'at V'yein Rasha, thanks for him. There is a little. You need the Rabban and Rubat V'chada that you understand that. So therefore, in the deep, innermost chamber of his heart, where the 40th Madreige is, the highest Madreige, where he's connected with Rabban Yishmael and his Chelek and Kam Mimal, there he wasn't paying. That is what the Rambam says. I just elaborated a little on it. When Chodesh Elul comes, we have 40 days of Tshuva from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur. These 40 days, we have to be misaken in the 40 Madreigas of Yetziras Avraham. And the Gemara tells us that when somebody is mispalel, his wife is expecting a child, and he's mispalel that the child should be a zacha, he has 40 days to do so. The days of Yetziras Avraham. Once the 40 days are over, it's a tfilas shev. Tfilas shev. Too late. There is Yetziras Avraham, the 40 days of Yetziras Avraham in the year. The year is our child. The way we act in the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, in the 40 days of Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, we form the year. We form the Vlad. That's the Yetziras of Vlad. After Yom Kippur, after the 40 days, it's a Tfilas Shev, to a degree. Now, it's true that we have 40 days to be misaken. But there's one day that day we really don't have to be misaken. The 40th Madreiga, which is connected to Nishmas of the Kam Yimal, the 40th Madreiga where he doesn't get Malchus for it. That 40th day is Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, every reitzah ani and every yid comes to the surface. On Yom Kippur, every yid feels, I want to be a Noivid Hashem. I want to be a tzaddik. I am full of remorse on what went through in the entire past year. Reitzah ani. This is the scream of the neshama, the unheard scream that every yid is. It gives out that he animates on Yom Kippurim, Reitzan. I want to be an Elohim Yid. On Yom Kippurim, that part of his neshama, which is the innermost chamber, the 40th Madreiga, that day, that part of the neshama is, has its priority. I remember when I was a bacha on the Yeshiva Tavadas, our Rebbe, the Freiburg and the Lovitch, came in one day in the Aseret HaMetshuva. He generally never did. He never spoke to the Bachan and the Smedrish. He always spoke in the room, whoever wants to come to him. He came into the Smedrish, interrupted the learning, gave a clap on the Shtender, and gave a shmuz that there are five chalakim in the Yiddish and the Shema. Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechid. Yechid is where he's connected with the Rabbi Neshma. It is the objective of every Yid that on Yom Kippur he should consciously meet his Yechid. That Madreiga, which is always suppressed, which is concealed in him, which he isn't aware of, only the great tzaddikim are aware of it. Yechida, that madrega where he is connected as one with all Klal Yisrael, he is fused together with all the Yidden together. Yom Kippur is the time to meet and to be introduced to that madrega. Let every Yid feel the Yechida in him, that he's connected to the Rabbi Yisrael. That's what that was the tamtzus of the Shtibus. Yom HaKippurim is the day that the Yechida comes to serve. We don't eat. We are not indulging in any gashmiz de kinyana. The guf is suppressed. The Yechida comes to the surface. The Reitza'an, I want to be an Alachavit. That surface is on Yom Kippur. I like to say the mantra. Yom Kippur is the Gematria Reitza'an. That Reitza'an comes to the surface on Yom Kippur. It's the day of Ahdus, when all the Yidden are together and as one collective. No individuality. Everybody together. It's the day of Aboim Yakanu Loyans. The day that the 40th Malka is not given because he wasn't pagan. His right time comes out. So therefore, really, a person has to be Messiah in the first 39 days, ending with Erev Yom Kippur. And for each day, he should get Malkus. So in Erev Yom Kippur, he gets 39 Malkus, and he should know it. Being that Yom Kippur is the day of Achdus, of Yechida, we understand another rap in the same siman of another. You have to be mefayes es chaveiro. There should be Achdus by you. No ktata, no bad will, no bearing of a grudge. All the Yidden are together. Achdus. Be mefayes. There should be no pirut, Chas v'Shalom, because pirut is not achdus. We also know that Yom HaKippurim is a mikvah. That just like there is a certain rashmi is the commitment, which is metahel, there's a certain day that day is the mikvah. If you have a svada shemazah, with all due respect to the Ashkenazim, if you have a Svada Shemarza, you're going to say that you're going to see that right by Tel Nidrei, there's a piece of Zaya that Stephen usually says. That piece of Zaya tells us what is the essence of Yom Kippur. The essence of Yom Kippur is Mikre Yisrael Hashem. Ahu, the Raza, the mikveh beyada. On Yom Kippur, we are virtually steeped in a mikveh. Or in the mikveh. The day is the mikveh. The day is metayaras. Ma mikveh metayaras at. Ma yim ha-kadosh baruch hu metayaras Yisrael, because it says mikveh Yisrael Hashem, and that's the last piece, the last mishnah, the Masechta the Yoma, which deals with Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the mikveh. So, from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, we have to fill up our mikveh to be metayah. A mikveh consists of 40 sa'ah, connected to Yitzhak of life. Every day we add the sa'ah to the mikveh. On Yom Kippurim, we have a kosher mikveh. The 40th sa'ah has flowed in. It's a kosher mikveh. The makai of Nishmas Yisrael, that's the mikveh. And therefore, because Yom Kippur is the day of the mikveh, so the avoda of the kohen gadol of Yom Kippurim is dafka with tefillah, his table 5 times. It isn't a kabbalah tahara. The tefillah is the etzem avoda of Yom Kippur to a degree. But because the mikveh is really the makar of Klal Yisrael, the makar of the leida of Klal Yisrael, the shayrish, the yechida, the tefillah of the kohen gadol, which has to be dafke b'chodesh. The very first tefillah can be b'chutz, outside of the yazara. He's metayer himself to go into the yazara. But when he's in the yazara, he has to dafke go to the mikveh, the makam kodesh. The mikveh has to be in the yazara. We can't table on Yom Kippur, like the kohen gadol does. So we make it up by being table on Erev Yom Kippur. So all these three items, they all belong in one sinner. The sinner Tav Sheish, Tav Sheish Vav. Pius, Mechila, no Machloikis, no sinner, no kinner, Achdus Yisrael. Malkus, coming to the 40th Madrega, Achdus Yisrael, Yechila. Mikveh, Achdus Yisrael. Mikveh means combining together. Achdus. Yikavu hamayim mitachas hashamayim. Yikavu. Let them all get together. Mikveh. So therefore we have, being that in Kippur is a mikveh. So when we title the mikveh, there shouldn't be any chatzit. If you have a machlaikas with a yid and you didn't get the proper mechila, there's a chatzit to that. The mikveh won't help. There's a chatzitza between one yid and another yid. The pius, that's the achana to the mikveh, the achana to Yom Kippur. Your table in the makam of avos, you cover a mind. So, the siman, the Rabbi Yankel of Emden says that the simanim that the Shulchan Aruch were built on is Beruach HaKadosh. And he gives a simon that Hilchas Shaitar is a simon Tav Kuf Peivav in Shulchan Aruch. Because Tak Peivav is a Gematria Shaitar. That's what Rabbi Yankel of Emden says. On this derech, I would venture to say that Tav Reish Vav is the Gematria Abon Yakanu Valoyas. It explains the Inyan that there is no 40 Malkus, there's only 30 Malkus, because of this Madrega of Yechid. It's the kibbutz of Klal Yisrael. Again, Tav Reish Vav is the Gematria Barachim and Gedoyla Makatza. What do you become the dead of Abu Dhabi like the Amazon Mashiach? The Shabbos before Yom Kippur were generally like Hazinu. Hazinu is the Claudius of all the Shabbos of Claudius Square. We have that pick above. The Kaba Yosha brings that down, the Yisrael Yosha brings that down. Every week, as is mentioned in Hazim, every need to be found in Hazim. Time doesn't allow to elaborate. I would like to end with a bio of a marriage. the Medrash says, the Torah and Hilchos Yom Kippur brings down this Medrash. There was a certain chayot, a tailor, that went to buy fish Erev Yom Kippur, so that he should be able to be mechaber Erev Yom Kippur with eating a choice dish, fish. Fish is very chashuv b'chayot. That should be a safe fashion business. So there was the Sal, the governor of that of that area, sent his servant also to buy fish. And there was no fish available except one very large fish. So the eat says, I want to buy this fish. So the servant of the Sal, the governor, says, my governor wants a fish, I want to buy that fish. So the eat says, I'll give two dinarim for it, which is a big sum. The governor's messenger says, I give three. He says four. He says five. Like b'machta yom. They started bidding for it. The stuff was that the eat gave 12 dinarim for that fish. And he bought it. The servant comes back to the governor and says, why don't you bring me fish? Don't you know that I like fish? So he says, there's only one fish, and that eat bought it out for 12 dinarim. What did you want? Did you expect me to 12 to buy the fish and spend your 12 dinarim for one fish? The governor became very angry, says, call me that yid. And he came, says, you knew that I want the fish, I'm the governor. Why did you buy out that fish? So he says, I'll tell you. We have a Yom Tov Yom Kippur, where the Yidden rejoice that the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Malka, they're available. On Yom Kippur we can't eat, so instead we eat Erev Yom Kippur. And we rejoice with all kinds of delicacies and choice foods. So the kavod, the hele gedai yom kippur, the rabbi shalom's melchom, I obey this. I wanted to buy that fish. That's the first thing. So the governor says, being really, I should punish you. But being that you brought a raya to what you said, how you'll be a raya raya with barecha? Go home. That's what the mother said. The tool brings it up. There are two inyanim in this medrash which need a little explanation. Why must the medrash tell us that this person who brought the fish was a chayyat? He was a tailor. Another thing, the yid explained why he brought the fish. So the guy said, you brought a raya to what he said, you brought truth. What truth did he bring? We just told him a story that it's Erev Yom Tov and I want to be a mechaber with fish. Did he bring a proof to something that he said? The union is this way. This guy, this governor, of course, he had a lot of money. He could have given 13 dinarim for that fish. But the messenger understood that his master would not want him to give more than 12, because it's not worth it. Nobody wants to be cheated. It's a cheat. Why should this fishman, this fisherman, why should he take 12 dinarim for a fish? It might be worth a half of a dinner, but 12 dinarim? Nobody wants to give money, some of the belt, and even though he could afford it. He doesn't want people to take advantage of him. Why? So, of course, he didn't expect that the servant was right, and he understood that his master doesn't want him to give 12 to him. So, Dr. Shaila, why did they need to give 12 to him? Well, we don't get out of this. There's a certain fruit, and the Latin name would be called a citrus or something. And any guy who would buy it, who would see that fruit, it's a nice fruit, would maybe give 32 cents to have a slice of it in his teeth. But that's it. Even though he might, but what if the food man would tell him, I want $5 for this citrus? He wouldn't give it. He doesn't want the food man to take advantage of him. It's not worth that much. So Yidin go between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and they go from place to place to find a good essay, a better essay, still a better essay. They give $100, $150, $200, according to the whim of the Meir HaSof. He's taking advantage of that. Why did he do that? The Tevet says, like the Gemara says, L'di Shavali, it's worth them. Because I love the Rabbanish. I love to do his mitzvahs. It's worth to me. It isn't the fruit that I'm buying. It's a nachas ruach to the Rabbanish Shalom that I'm buying. I'm doing a nachas ruach to the Rabbanish Shalom. I love the Rabbanish Shalom. I'm being mekayim b'yahavtes Hashem Elokecha. A pasuk before, we say b'yahavtes Hashem Elokecha. We say, a Yid that loves the Rabbanu Shleilam, the Rabbanu Shleilam loves him. A Yid that is that expresses his love to the Rabbanu Shleilam, the Rabbanu Shleilam expresses his love to him. Kemayim panim lapanim, like looking in the water, like looking in the mirror. The face that you show, that reflects. So there's a bit cloud, like the pasuk says, "Al kol pshayim b'chan sa'av." When you love somebody, you're going to forgive them. When this Yid brought the fish, and because the Rabbanu Shalom forgives him, the governor can ask Akasha, "How do you know that the Rabbanu Shalom forgives you? What are you so happy about? Maybe he doesn't forgive you." Teretz is not. Once this Yid expressed his love to the Rabbanu Shleilam by spending so much money, because he loves the Rabbanu Shleilam, that Yid is insured with Mechilas Slicha U'Kafara. Because Al Kol Pshayim Techasa Ahava, the Rabbanu, every Pesha, every sin is covered up with the Ahava of the Rabbanu Shleilam. If he loves the Rabbanu Shleilam, the Rabbanu Shleilam loves him. So by expressing the love to the Rabbanu Shleilam, and by buying that fish, it's a proof that Rabbanu Shleilam is going to be a Meicha. That's the truth. So that's what the government says. You brought a proof by showing how much you love the Rabbanu Shleilam. So it follows that Rabbanu Shleilam loves you and he'll be Meicha. So you brought a proof that Rabbi Shas, like your Malchu, your Avairus, so you deserve this fish. You have to rejoice. Before Yom Kippur now, even express their Ava to Rabbi Shlom. They spend money on a Nesrik, on a Sukkah, on the Lula. No guy would ever give that much. We even came there together to show our Ahava to the Rabbanu Shleilam. To give money for Tayyip, for Matayyip Nebuchadnezzar. We love the Rabbanu Shleilam, and we love his Tayyip, like the Basham says. There are three Ahavas that comprise a Yid. Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahavas HaTayyip, and Ahavas Yisrael. We love the Rabbanu Shleilam. So we love the Torah. And we love Yidin, because Yidin need that schus. Now Yidin need Meiridik schus. This year, Abal Enu, the Torah isn't an ordinary year. Anybody knows. We can't expect us this year, which comes upon us now, the Torah, would be an ordinary year. But it'll be a very, very special year with special occurrences in front of us. It's going to be a year which will have shattering that with shattering things, what will happen with that? We hope that it'll be the Tevas Yisrael, and no Yidden will be spared of any magic, or Yidden will be spared of any pach. We are forming that year. It's going to be a very special year. Let's form it to be a good year for the Yidden. And we, by expressing our Ahava to the Torah, by giving in the Diva Saleh for the Torah, showing our Ahava to Klapa the Rabbanishma, our Ahava to the Torah, and the Yidden expressing our Ahava to Yisrael, Rabbanishma, we should hope, we should all have Machasim of Torah, and Zaycha to Shnaz Ula, the Yeshua, with all the Yidden Tzadam.